It is that time on a Friday when we collectively do the SMH thing, because it seems like the more we know, the more we wonder how these guys can just walk on the same earth as us. It's called the Tool Shed. And before we offer our weekly nominees, let us call upon our proprietor to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, let's start with infamous Jameis Winston, Tampa Bay quarterback. You know, there's sure a lot of people who thought he got away with something, you know, at least being a vile human being and at worst a sexual predator at Florida State. And if the Tallahassee police had a soul, they'd have interviewed that cab driver, who was the only possible witness beyond the victim or perpetrators, who saw what happened and what condition she was in between the party and the apartment of the alleged attack. And now he's being investigated for groping an Uber driver. And we don't know. But you look at crab legs, the disgusting rant in the school cafeteria when he was a Seminole, the allegations against the young woman, and at a certain time, your denial falls into the douche that cried wolf, and you're like, "What? Why is it always you?" You ever know people like that? It's always the job. It's always their partner. It's always this one's fault, and the boss had it in for him, and the mechanic tried to screw him over, and it's like, you get what the common denominator here is? All right, let's move to current NFL commissioner, and I say current because who knows how long that's going to be, Roger Goodell. Is this guy think he's Pete Rozelle? Did he, like, invent the Super Bowl, the wild card system, Sunday ticket, fantasy football, great players? Is he not the guy who's overseen the league at a pretty gross time when it's painfully clear they lied about what they knew regarding CTE and the horrific dangers of the long-term impact of playing this violent team sport? And you've become as friendly to those who perpetuated some awful crimes as, like, our government from top to bottom. You want $50 million a year, lifetime access to a private jet, health insurance coverage for you and your family. First of all, who the hell are they? At $50 million a year, you're making $4 million a month. You really can't afford to have the premiums auto-deducted from your checking account on the fifth of the month? Dude, you're just a greedy pig. Speaking of, let's move to cowboy owner Jerry Jones. And for those who think you have to take a side in Jera versus the commish, I'm like, why? Why can't you root against both of them? Jerry is still so damaged over the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, he's going to the mattresses like it's a mob war. A couple of ESPN reporters claim earlier this month at the NFL headquarters in New York, when Jones learned the punishment would stand, he considered it a betrayal. And during a conversation with Goodell, after an awkward silence went off that he's coming, quote, after him with everything I have, then in reference to Patriot owner Bob Kraft, who fought that ridiculous Brady Deflategate suspension last year, said Kraft is a P word. And if you're wondering what that is, well, there's a feline connotation. And apparently this has now forced the line in the sand with some other owners. And with the protests and dipping TV ratings and the future of the game being discussed, great timing, guys. And finally, to the complete and total idiots waiting at the airport for the trio I'm going to call the UCLA 3. Yeah, sometimes it's not bad enough. The paparazzi exist as, you know, the ultimate bottom-feeding leeches of society, camping outside the homes of celebrities hoping for, I don't know, I guess if you're a Kardashian, Jersey Shore, Real Housewife, reality TV bozo, you get it. But these three dopes didn't actually accomplish anything. And, you know, it's not like they did something that was awful enough to warrant attention beyond a blurb in the local paper. They shoplifted. And sure, they gave us evidence that they weren't deciding, should we go to UCLA or pursue a Rhodes Scholarship at Oxford in England? But, you know, it wasn't sexual assault or some magical philanthropic effort on their behalf. Fortune magazine estimates retail theft costs about $30 billion a year. So while it's a crime and they should be prosecuted and they should probably be suspended for the year, it wasn't even covered in the local Chinese papers. But these leeches showed up at the airport like Armstrong just returned from the moon. Dudes, get lives. So, let's go with Roger Goodell. He certainly deserves a place in the tool shed because he wants a $50 million a year annual salary. I'll tell you what, I don't think I could blame him. I'd love a $50 million a year annual salary. I'll tell you what, I'll work for 2 months and I'll take my $8.5 million and run like a thief in the night. Before we can successfully move along, we have to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.